What's up, everybody? All right, time for our midday market recap. We're going to go over the trades from today. And overall, not a bad day, finishing the morning up $2,486.87, which is not bad at all. So you guys can see the P&L right there. Eight stocks I traded today. Definitely traded a little more than I did yesterday, and than I maybe would on an average day. We saw a good number of opportunities, and so I wanted to try to really capitalize on them. And I think even though I'm not trying to make back the losses of at the end of November, I am maybe not as content with calling it a day at 10 a.m. if I'm up $1,800. I'm kind of like, well, maybe I should keep an eye on things and see if maybe more opportunities show up between, 10:30, 11, maybe even as far as 11:30. My last trade today was at 11:16. So trading a little further into the day than maybe I would on other days, but trying to rebuild a little bit. And as long as we have good quality setups and the market is strong enough, I'm willing to put in, a little bit more time to try to build the account back up over $300,000. So, or $300,000 in total profit this year. So, anyways, you can see from the P&L, obviously all small caps priced between a dollar and the highest price one might have been like $6. So, all of them floats of under probably 30 million shares at most. And the biggest winner was again on PXS, which was kind of nice. This was a good one for me yesterday as well. So let's look at that one first, since that's my biggest winner. Or actually, no, why don't we just go in chronological order? So we'll just start with my first trade of the day. Now, today, oh, and before I go any further with midday market recap, reminder, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, we're hosting an Encore webinar. So many of you guys registered for our webinar that we had in November. Many of you attended as well and noticed that the webinar crashed in the middle of the live event. And that's what happens when you have thousands of people all trying to stream a live webinar, apparently. So we are limiting the number of students that are going to be able to register for the webinar tomorrow. So for those of you who missed that webinar, love to have you register. And we're going to be using a different platform, and hopefully we will not have any crashes. We will still have a backup ready, but anyway, so that's tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, and you can click the link in the announcements tab to register for those of you that are in the chat room, and those of you on Facebook Live, you can click the announcements tab, or you can click in the description to register. So during that webinar, I'll be teaching my what I think are the three most important concepts for success. And those are concepts that I've learned over the last 6, 7 years of trading. And, for me, and I don't talk about this a lot, but my cumulative losses learning to trade, I lost $895,000 in cumulative losses. And it cost me every single one of those losses to learn the strategy that I now trade today. And so I wouldn't, change that for anything, because I love where I'm at today. Now I'm able to make $300,000 a year, which is awesome. But it was a lot of pain learning the strategy and figuring out the rules. It was really trial and error. So during our webinar, I'll be sharing with you really the culmination, the three sort of key concepts that were the culmination of that whole experience. And then at the end, I'll invite a group of students to join me in our classes for the month of December. All right, so that's coming up tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern. If you guys want to register or attend, you're welcome to. Now, again, going back to recap today. So, first trade of the day was VKTX. Now, this one was kind of interesting because, our gap scanner this morning was a little on the light side. We didn't have things that looked amazing. VKTX was a possibility. It had squeezed up pre-market, as you can see here from this chart, from 240 all the way up to 440. So I certainly liked that setup, but it pulled back a little bit before the bell rang. So the entry that I took, as you can see here, was a long at 360 and 364, 5,000 shares, 362 average. Now, that was based on an anticipation of the first five-minute candle to make a new high. And that was right here. Five-minute candle to make a new high broke 372, popped up to 380. So I was actually up unrealized $700, $750 when it was at 380. I was thinking that this would go back to $385, $390, $4, and maybe retest the pre-market high, which was $434. That didn't happen. It ended up kind of just hitting some resistance at $380 and dropping back down. And so I stopped out of it with profit, selling at $66, $65, $64, and I guess the balance at $58, which was only 90 shares left. So that first trade out of the gates was $150 winner, plus or minus. Not a huge win, but a small win. So that was my first trade of the day. And the first two trades of the day are all about building the cushion, trying to get myself into the green. And so when I start the first trade of the day with kind of a, you know, a false start, a small win, it's a little disappointing. Second trade was VTGN. This was one that I wasn't watching super closely from the watch list because it was a little on the cheap side. But as soon as the bell rang, it started to open up. It's actually now up VTGN. It's up a total of 158% on 25 million shares of volume, which is really quite something. So anyways, my first trade on this was at $1.37. And this is a shame. Look, I bought 100 shares and 100 shares. Well, I thought this was queued up for 2,500. It was actually set at my default of 100 shares. So the default for me when I log in is just 100 shares. And so I pressed the buy button twice, and or three times actually. And then I looked down and realized I only had 300 shares. So I added 2,500 here. And so I had 2,800. So that was kind of a silly thing. I guess that happens sometimes. But that cost me, well, let's see. I sold at 41 for a net profit of, I don't know how much it was. It was a small profit. But from 37 to 41 is 4 cents times 5,000 shares is $200. So that would have been nice to have filled the entire order, but I didn't. So anyways, a very small win there, only about, I don't know, $20-$30. And then we had PXS. So PXS, this one we had on watch because yesterday, obviously I did well on it. And it's just been crazy the last 4 days, as you can see here. It's been crazy for a while. So on this one, I saw it starting to pop up and I thought I should just jump in this before the halt if I can, because yesterday out of the halt, it squeezed up and I got in out of the halt and made my $4,000 on the backside. If I'd gotten in on the front side, I would have probably made $8,000. So I jumped in it at 497, as you can see here, in 498. Partial fill at 498 of 1,200 shares. It pops up to 517. I try to buy into the halt, no fill. Ends up being halted. And so I am now holding through the halt. And that was at 514. It ends up squeezing up all the way to 565, which was a nice move. You can see I tried to buy, well, now I've got a couple trades here. Let's continue on PXS. I tried to add on PXS, but of course, with my warning, I didn't get filled because of the warning I have here. Warning over 5,000 shares at 6,000. So it puts up this warning that prevents me from buying without overriding it. And I didn't have time to override it. And so then I was just like, okay, I'm going to sell some on the ask at 64, 55. And then I sold the rest back at 97 and 85 and 74. It just didn't hold up at all. So that was a little disappointing. It came all the way back down here. However, I was able to make the bulk of my profit on this one right here for a long at 480. And that was at, let's see, 950. So let's just scooch forward to that. 950 right here. I'm long at 480 for the first 5 minute candle to make a new high. My target is Hive Day. I ended up getting a move up to 515. I sold some at 514, 504, and then stopped out of the rest at 485. So in total, $1,821 on the name, which is fantastic. You know, that's definitely a good trade, even though it maybe could have been a little bit better. IMMU, I see that just squeezed up and got halted. We can watch that. I don't know if there's news on it or what's going on there, but not the best daily chart because of the resistance of those moving averages. But anyway, so that was PXS. Now, if we scroll back up, you see while PXS was halted, I took a trade on ASTC. And ASTC, this one, it started to pop up and it got halted. And so I bought it out of the halt. Ended up me get, I got in at 440, what was it? 439 and 449. Sold partial at 56 and 38. And then it dropped all the way down to $4. And so I ended up losing with the 2,500 shares, 40 cents, which basically was $1,000. So not the most impressive trade there, biggest loss of the day. 5,000 shares was my total position size. So that's an average 20 cent loss with 5,000 shares, which is my max loss right now. So a little disappointing that that came all the way back down. And it was definitely a little bit of a setback. I then did a couple more scalps on VTGN. As you can see, I'm up only $162 on this stock. Despite the fact that it's made a pretty big move today, I don't know, I wasn't able to get really good entries. I didn't feel like I was really positioning myself in quite the right way. And so my profits on it are definitely smaller. So that was VTGN, PXS, CLRB. You know, this is one I'm up, let's see, $12. Started to pop up. I jumped in, as you can see, 5,000 shares at 56. Ended up selling at 58, 57, and 53. It just didn't hold up. So I'm glad that with 5,000 shares, I'm able to keep the you know, the loss. I mean, $12 is basically a loser, but to keep it that tight is really obviously nice. Keeping those stops tight is important. We've got the PXS trade. We already went over that. DPW, another one that wasn't particularly easy. Again, pretty, you know, 4,000 share position or 3,000 share position, but didn't follow through. And so ended up just on this one, basically getting out of it for a $44 loss. We had the first 5-minute candle to make a new high here. That ended up being a good pattern, but I missed that entry. So lots of small trades today. Craig, not a very exciting one. In at 328, pops up to a high of 348. I sold some at 47 and 46, stopped out of the rest. And then LMFA, this was the one that I suppose was maybe the nicest trade. It opened up the most. I just didn't do as well on it as I could have. As soon as I saw it hit the scanners, I jumped in at 333. 5,000 shares, 333, jumped in. Now, it ended up squeezing all the way up to 533, which, so that could have been a $5,000 winner. I'm only up $700 on it. But, you know, when I first got in it, I felt like I had chased it a little bit. It was a little later in the morning at 10:30. So I was sort of like, oh, maybe I'm being too aggressive here. It pops up to 47, the half dollar. That was my first target, the half dollar, 15, 20 cents. So it hits that level and I'm selling some. I didn't expect it to go all the way up to 65, 75, 85, and then pop up through $4. So just a little disappointing there. And then I got back in at 374, which was right here, anticipating the first 5-minute candle to make a new high. That popped up, but then dropped down. So I lost 2 cents per share. Tried to sell, put orders to sell it around 4 and 394, but those obviously didn't fill. Stopped out for a $100 loss. And then I step away from my computer for a second. And look, it goes from 380 right up to 435. That was what I wanted it to do here. And I walk away, I come back, and it did it. So that was annoying. I ended up jumping in on this little pullback up here at 420. As you can see, long at 420, selling at 429, 430. 431. So high of day on this is 435. My best exit was 431, which is not bad. So anyways, that was the last trade of the day. Got me up to $2,400 of profit, which is good. Green is good. I'm happy with that. And it's, you know, kind of helping me build up my cushion on the week a little bit. Right now, I'm only sitting up about 20 something, I don't know, maybe $3,000 on the week because I lost money on Monday. But, you know, made back those losses on Tuesday, yesterday, and now getting myself kind of back into the green. So still about 10K off of my $300,000 target for profit. But, you know, I'm just kind of grinding along slow and steady. IMMU, I can see this resumption here. Definitely a pretty big move. You know, it's one of those ones where you get those news trades that in the middle of the day, any time of the day, all of a sudden stock just totally take off. So you can see it resumed at, let's see, it was halted at $10. It resumed at 10, dipped down to 979, and then surged through 10 up to 1185. Big move there for sure. So hopefully some of you guys, if you were willing to take the risk, were able to do something with that. The entry for me is usually over the high of the halt, which would have been $10, or on a first pullback. This hasn't even given us a first pullback yet. So anyways, that's about it for me today. I'm going to do Warrior Pro Session here this afternoon at 3 o'clock. So students, I'll see you there. And everyone else, I'll see you first thing tomorrow morning. All right, so I hope you guys have a good afternoon. And if you keep trading, make sure you trade smart and manage your risk. All right, I'll see you guys all first thing tomorrow.
Let's be honest. If you made it this far, you must have really enjoyed that video. So what's stopping you? Subscribe right here and get email alerts anytime I upload new content. Until then, happy surfing!